Wow, it's a century of my podcast with this episode. What a significant milestone in my life. And I'm truly thankful to you for listening in. And no, I'm not going to gloat, but do allow me that year-to-year smile and share that I really do love to talk, and a lot too. And hence, this podcast. So celebrating 100th, where does that thought come from? I just read that the noun century comes from the Latin word centuria, which is particularly a group of 100 Roman soldiers, that is one of 16 such groups in a Roman legion. That I most certainly did not know. For me, a century was just a period of 100 years used when stating a date or age. You know, like the 19th century, 20th century, or 100 years old. In human life, reaching the age of 100 is rare, which I pray I do. And reaching that age was often seen as a testament to good health, wisdom, and a well-lived life. Over time, it is said that this concept of 100 also became a significant component for achievements, such as in sports, where scoring 100 is a symbolic milestone and a way to reflect on achievements and continuity. I guess celebrating the hundreds in our lives has been ingrained in all of us. So, as I said earlier, here I am with my 100th, and I'm so glad that you're listening in. I do believe that we together can make our lives better and breathe easy by sharing our learnings and experiences with each other, 100 or otherwise. I just believe that one heart touched by my podcast for me is definitely better than a million plus followers. You are that one heart listening in today. So a big, big thank you to you. And I hope you continue to listen in. Happily moving on to the 101st episode of Rewire Life in 1.5 minutes with me, Hira. See you next Monday on the other side of the 100th. Namaste.